We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening, final hour of the program. You know what that means. It's time for the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Fridays. Get the dance party cranked up and going. It's all brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Get ready for the weekend with Chattanooga Whiskey. It's available at your favorite Atlanta retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Be a part of the show that way. Asking you to download the Radio.com app because we know you're not in the car, in your vehicle, as often as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the radio station and this particular show. How do you do it? Simple. Radio.com app is how you do it. Put that on your device today. Take that smartphone. Take those Alexa speakers. Take that tablet. Take that Commodore 64, your 8-track player, your Walkman, your LaserDisc, text instruments, calculator. I don't know what your device is. Just download it onto something to be able to catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on all the different platforms there. As always, the best way to be a part of our show is through our personal Twitter handles. Hit me up at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That's your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He will ask the questions later on at 1040 for Rankum. Hanging out in Midtown producing the show, Jarvis in the building at Jarvis D90. Quick score update, 5-1. The Dodgers, as they bat in the top of the sixth, have a 5-1 lead, which probably doesn't spell a lot of good news for the Tampa Bay Rays because Walker Buehler just rolling right along. I think he's got 7 strikeouts in the first 5 innings of it. So 5-1 Dodgers up over Tampa as they try to take a 2-1 series lead for all of it. All right, let's get to what we call our NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, the rich keep getting richer. So yesterday, a trade in the NFL. We've actually seen some movement here as we get toward the trade deadline, which I think it's early November is when the trade deadline officially hits. But we've seen some movement thus far. So we talked a little bit about this at the very beginning of the show, kind of tying it more into Falcons. But the Baltimore Ravens trying to beef up their defense and trying to load up with everyone that they can, they traded the guy who just got traded, Yannick Ngakoue. So the path line and the timeline, if you will. So Ngakoue gets traded from Jacksonville to Minnesota, and they give up, I think it's a 2nd and 5th, do the Vikings to get him. Well, obviously the Vikings looking and realizing they're going nowhere fast at 1-5, and it's going to be time to, for lack of a better term, rebuild. You know, I think they rolled the dice one last year with Cousins and said, okay, let's see what we can do. We've got a team that made it pretty far in the playoffs just a few years ago, NFC title game. Can we get one more thing done? Can we do something and maybe make one last run with our defense? And we got Cousins and Cook, and yeah, we got rid of Diggs, but we still got Thielen, and you know, it's been a disaster this far. Now, Ngakoue's played well, so it's not been his problem. But they trade him to the Ravens, and they trade him for a third and a fifth. So basically, they got back, if you will, a same type of pick. Now, obviously, it won't benefit them as much because if they just kept their own original second-round pick, suffice to say that's going to be higher than anything that the Ravens are going to give them because the Ravens, you know, are going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. And, look, Ravens were trying to beef up their defense. He's reunited with Calais Campbell when they were in Jacksonville together. And I'm telling you, I keep going back. Just think about a few years ago what that Jacksonville roster looked like. And everybody coming into their prime and everybody looking like they're going to be there for the long term and everybody looking like, hey, we've got this white-hot team that just was in the AFC title game. All these, just there was so much positive about the Jacksonville Jaguars just a few years ago. And it's very simple. You don't have to overthink what I'm about to say here. It's very simple. They didn't have a quarterback. You're not getting to the Super Bowl and winning it without it. You're not. Blake Bortles is not getting you to the Super Bowl. For all their greatness running the football, for all their greatness at wide receiver, for all their greatness on defense, with all Blake Bortles had to do was make one play. But why is he Blake Bortles? Because he can't make one play. Simple. Can't make one play. You know, that's what they needed out of him in the second half of that game. Make me one play. Same thing happened to Alex Smith. Remember that year against the Giants? Make one play, and you're in the Super Bowl. Nope, couldn't do it. So Ngakoue goes to Baltimore. They're loaded for bear. Thank God we don't play them. Good Lord. How many defensive guys are they going to rack up for all of it? Now, another trade that happened. Another guy that we talked about that I would have very much enjoyed seeing here in Atlanta. This guy was a free agent at the end of the year and signed a one-year deal with the Giants. Marcus Golden has been traded. So Arizona will send a 2021 sixth-round pick to the Giants for Marcus Golden. Now, Golden last year, 10 sacks, coming off an injury year the year before. And as we said earlier in the show, the Cardinals lost Chandler Jones for the season a couple of weeks ago. And Golden actually had a sack in that game, I believe, last night, right? Against the Eagles. He had a sack in that game. So, you know, two guys that I don't know what would have happened or not happened, but, boy, they were certainly available, weren't they? You know, we talk about making the right moves and pushing the right buttons and are you willing to go for it and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, there's two guys that are going to, you know, look, Ngakoue's going to a Super Bowl contender for sure. Golden is going to a team that thinks that they're a playoff team. And at 4-2, hard to argue after that performance on Monday night. Good young roster, young head coach. Might be hard to argue with, you know, where they're at. I'm not saying that, you know, makes them a Super Bowl contender, but that's one of those pieces that, okay, we think we're a playoff team. We think we can be pretty good. Hey, let's go get this guy and let's make it happen. So they make a move and two guys that were available that I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't have been upset if either one of them was in a Falcons jersey. Now, Jerry Jones in his quest for his Super Bowl as the Cowboys sit at 2-4. And, of course, no Dak Prescott for the rest of the year. Hopefully Dak does come back from all of this, even if it's sometime later next year or what have you, or the following season, you know, kind of doing the Alex Smith route. Such a devastating injury. But not only is he not happy about the Cowboys and the way that is gone and losing Dak and everything like that, he's also not happy with an NFL Network report that earlier this week quoted unnamed players calling out the new coaching staff. Quote, it is, quote, get in line in terms of If you look at the time and the years and the months and the weeks of people making, frankly, very anonymous innuendos into this, into a situation that's ripe for it. Now think about that for a minute. Can't say who it was, but that's ripe for it. The criticism is our guys might not know what they're doing out there, and you put one of those innuendos. It no more reflects the thinking of our players than it reflects the thinking of somebody of something going on in the Kremlin. Lordy. Now, don't think that Mike McCarthy isn't a big boy, got big shoulders, and can't handle anything you want to throw at him. He's been to school on that and had it. That's one of the reasons I wanted him here, is because he hasn't. It hadn't just been success for him. He's dealt with both those imposters, the success imposter and the failure imposter, and he's done well with it. Can I ask, does any of that make any sense? How many shots did Jerry have before he started talking about all that? How much glory hole was he looking for? Did he have a picture with him and some young chickie or whatever like that before he started going out? Because, you know, he's got that weekly radio show that he does in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan. Lord. Jones, I guess, was fired up about the anonymous criticism of the coaching staff calling BS at one point. He defiantly and angrily answered 7 questions about a report that came from a reporter from the NFL-owned network that Jones partly owns. Quote, "You're so full of it, I mean it. To say that, get it on out there, reporter, and say who said it. Get with it. If you want to influence something, is the reporter trying to influence me? Seriously, guys, because it is so irresponsible, we're wasting some good time, but my goodness, if I spent my life making decisions based upon some innuendo or something that I read in the paper, I'd be a sick puppy." Well, listen, maybe he believes in the, well, first of all, maybe you could make a case that he's been a little bit of a sick puppy at times. I'm looking for my glory hole for all of it. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Dwayne Haskins has been fined by the Washington Redskins for violating the team's COVID-19 protocols. So here's supposedly the story. Haskins made a reservation for a family friend at the team hotel the night before Giants and Redskins last week. The team fined him $4,833. The maximum it could have fined him was $14,650. I guess it says Haskins made a reservation for this person, but it was caught before the person arrived. So there was never any contact. Now, can I ask, what do these guys not get? I understand they want to see family or friends or this. I get it. I understand. They want that human bond or connection, right? But what the freak? I mean, what don't these guys get about the responsibility of you can't take these chances right now? What if just for some dumb reason, this family friend has COVID, it gets to Dwayne Haskins, and this is not about, you know, oh, well, Dwayne Haskins wasn't sick, or, oh, you know, he wouldn't end up in the hospital. The point is, if you get the positive test, doesn't matter why, doesn't matter if it's asymptomatic or if you're in a hospital bed, if you start having people test positive, they're shutting you down. So all it takes is the test itself. Doesn't matter your symptoms, doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter where you end up. If the test says positive, they're shutting things down. And everybody may be fine and well and dandy and healthy and happy, but if they test positive, it won't matter. Because that's the rule. That's the protocol that's been put in place. I just don't understand what these guys don't get about it. You're going to have to sacrifice for some months at a time so that you can get your paycheck and you can get your money, you know, and you can get a season in. You're going to have to sacrifice. But some of these guys just don't get it. It's crazy to think. Crazy to think. All right, when we get back, Freddie Freeman is due a new contract. Should he take a hometown discount or, listen, cash in while he's got it going? We'll talk about that next. Chuck Reese Show. Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, John Chuck Reese Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. You know how we do it on Fridays. We do the dance party and get the thing cranked up and going. It's brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Drink better during happy hour with award-winning Chattanooga Whiskey 91. It's available at your favorite Atlanta retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Radio.com app is how you catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game. Hit me up. It's at JMCH316. At JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Don't forget, we got Rankum coming up next. So hit us up. I already saw some coming on the text line. You can hit us up on our Twitter pages. So it's all there for you as you know how we get it going on Friday night. It gets a little wild at the end of the night. But that's okay. Listen, it's our chance to blow off some steam for the week. Well, speaking of blowing some things off, and everything is rolling right along for Freddie Freeman, as yesterday we talked about how the awards are starting to come in. Baseball Writers Association of America, the Players, MLBPA Players Association voted him outstanding player. Baseball America voted him outstanding player. Look, he's going to win the MVP award. Somehow he wasn't a finalist for the Gold Glove. I don't really understand that. But nonetheless, it's going to be a big bounty of awards for Freddie Freeman, and deservedly so. Lost in the shuffle is the fact that Freddie Freeman's contract comes up at the end of next season. So 2021 is the final year of Freddie Freeman's deal. Now, let's go back in time to when he originally signed the deal that he has. He was 24 years old, signed in 2014, and it was an 8-year, $135 million deal. And remember at the time, people were like, wow, that's a lot of money, and this, that, and the other, and they're committing to Freddie and not Jason, and this, that, and the other, Jason Hayward, that being. You know, obviously it's turned out that Freddie Freeman, frankly, has been a bargain. Now, you know, baseball contracts like football contracts, you know, the back end is bigger than the front end. So last year, Freddie Freeman, I think, was like $21, $22 million. You know, this year, Freddie's like $21, $22 million as well. So even though the contract averages out to $16.875 million, you know, it's cheaper up front. Sort of the same thing with Ozzie and Ronald and all that. As you get along in that contract, excuse me, the actual dollar amount is going to go up from there. So that deal comes to an end, and now we have to figure out what deal comes next. Now, obviously, Freddie Freeman's not going anywhere. They'll do whatever it takes, and I can't even imagine that he's got thoughts about going anywhere. But the question becomes, what kind of deal? So should Freddie Freeman be thinking about really cashing in on his success this season, or should Freddie Freeman be looking at trying to take a hometown discount to free up money and make sure that the Braves can sign, you know, what they need to sign in the offseason? You know, here's the reality. While there is no actual hard cap in baseball as far as a salary cap goes, every team implements a salary cap. I mean, it may not be a number that we know right off the top of our head, but every team institutes a salary cap. The Braves are only going to spend X amount of dollars, whatever that number is, $150 million, $135 million, whatever it is, the Braves are going to say, okay, Liberty Media says this is how much we have to spend. Here's our active contracts. Here's money that frees up. What do we do? And so when you talk about signing of Freddie Freeman, you know, look, everybody loves to throw out that, you know, and we've debunked all that here, underrated in this, that, and the other. Well, I'll tell you what, do. Put Freddie Freeman out there on the free market, and let's see how underrated he is then. Okay? Let's see how underrated he is when he's out as on the open market as a free agent. Then you'll find out very quickly that nobody thinks he's underrated. When somebody comes in with that big-time contract and big-time number to all of it. So the most recent deal that we can look at to give us some perspective about what Freddie may be looking at is the Paul Goldschmidt deal. So here you have a similar type player. I mean, Goldschmidt's a very good offensive and defensive player. Obviously plays first base for the St. Louis Cardinals, so another National League first baseman. He just signed earlier this year the five-year, $130 million deal to stay with the Arizona Cardinals. Now, also coincidentally, is the fact that he's 31 years old, which, by the way, is Freddie Freeman's age right now. And Freeman will be 32 come September. So come next season, when the Braves are looking at going to the playoffs, Freddie Freeman's going to turn 32 years old, okay? So he's in his prime, but the question becomes, how much longer does he have of his prime? So would you be comfortable with a deal that gives him 5 years at $26 million a year? That's a pretty good chunk of change. You know, that's a pretty good amount. Let's see here if I can sort this out by the annual average. So $26 million would put him what would that be in the top 15, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Put him tied for 18th. An average annual value. Now, also look, too, because Christian Yelich got 7 years at $188.5 million, which that comes out to be $27 million a year. So, the year standpoint, 5 years is probably about what we're looking at. That would be my guess. That gets you to 36, and then from there, you can take it on a 1 or 2 year deal, this, that, and the other, however long he decides to play from there. Now, the money. Does Freddie take a little bit less? Does he say, hey, look, we've got a chance to win a World Series here. I'll take a few less million dollars. I'll take 5 for 20 or 22 versus 26, 28 and do that? Or does he say, hey, man, I'm in my prime. I'm winning the MVP. My value will never be better. Like, my worth, I should say, will never be higher than what it is right now. Look, Freddie's going to get paid no matter what. You know, I don't think we're talking below probably $22 million, which will be more average annual value than what he was getting, you know, right now. That's a pretty good leap to go from almost 17 up to $26 million a year if that's what happens. That's a pretty nice size jump to make in your contract for it. But Freddie's proven his worth out of all of it. And I think the Braves will get this done sooner rather than later. I mean, frankly, do you really want to go into spring training next year with Freddie on his final year of a contract? I just don't think as a Braves fan, because then it does become a question. You know, let's say Freddie starts off slow for some reason, and now all of a sudden people are like, well, you know, is he looking at this new contract? I mean, you know, that he's pining for, or this team doesn't need that distraction. And Alex Anthopoulos talked this week about it. He's all in, and they're going to sign Freddie. I'm not worried about that. But I do think it's going to be fascinating to see what direction does Freddie go. Would it be a shorter deal that's high dollar? You know, what if Freddie Freeman signs a two-year, $56 million deal? 2 for 56, $28 million a year. Would you be for that? Or would you rather give him, say, 5 years at $23 million and hope that, okay, 5 years from now, he's still in his prime. 5 years from now, he's still a productive force in baseball. Because that's where you get into trouble, right? What if he pulls a Dale Murphy and by 36 he's done? Or a Mike Schmidt or a Jim Rice? I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's a different world for baseball. You know, baseball has shown, you know, guys can perform for a long time. You just never know. You know, injuries or what have you, you just never fully know what can happen with a guy like Freeman. If you told me five for $26 million, which is $130 million, I'd say that's a fair deal for both sides. I think that Goldschmidt deal is a fair deal for both sides for a high-level guy where you're not getting the Mookie Betts, you know, $360 million. You're not getting the jacked-up $35 million a year type of number. So it rewards Freddie Freeman, but also makes sure that there's money to be able to go after and get some guys. And thankfully, I know a lot of people don't like it, but, you know, Ronnie and Ozzie's money doesn't really kick in just yet. Their money doesn't really hurt your cap or really, you know, stranglehold you financially. They still have a lot of upside before their number starts to go up from there. But there will come a point in a few years when you've got a lot of high-priced guys around, and you're going to have to decide, okay, what do we do? Or, you know what would be the best-case scenario? And unfortunately, why I have to talk about this segment the way I do? Best-case scenario would be that Liberty Media realizes how good this team is and says, F it. We're gonna roll some big payroll numbers because we know that we've got a great team here. And we know we're going to load up in the battery. We know we're going to sell out a lot of games. We know we're going to rock and roll. So let's go ahead and let's spend like one of the big boys and let's go win this thing and create lots of excitement. All right, when we get back, it will be time for Rank 'Em as we head toward the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. It's all next. Chuck Re Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Sports Radio 910 The Game, John Chuck Re Show, headed toward the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Brown like a music hour rolling right along. You know how we do it on Fridays, it's the dance party. Brought to you by award-winning Chattanooga Whiskey Cask 111. It's the only Tennessee high malt bourbon handcrafted in small batches and bottled unfiltered from the cask. This is what we call a big deal. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey, enjoy it responsibly. 404-741-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Twitter's at 929TheGame. Hit me up at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. We got Rankums coming in. I got them on my Twitter feed. They're on the text line. They're coming in fast and furious. So we used to do something on the weekends when I was with Randy or be with Hugh. And, you know, we'd do something called Pick Randy's Brain, Pick Hugh's Brain. We'd have a little bit of fun with those guys and learn a little bit more about them. And one of the things I'd have those guys do is put together I'd give them a list of four things and have them put them in whatever order that they wanted. We decided we'd steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, Chuck. So it's a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So you know you got to get your Google ready.
By the way, next Saturday is Halloween.
Oh, it is?
That works out. Yeah, it works out kind of good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking of Halloween, like, my daughter has just been going absolutely nutso about Halloween.
Yep, you're at that age, man. She's at that age. It hadn't even started, though.
Oh, trust man. It's gracious.
Yeah.
Daddy, when really... we going to decorate? Daddy, when we going to put this up? Daddy. I'm just like, good Lord, little girl, please. Thank you. Breathe. Have some patience in your life, woman.
Oh, it hadn't even started. Trust me when I tell you, it hasn't even started. you're not even deep into it at all. It gets real big time in the next few years here.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Because the costumes really start to ramp up.
Oh.
When they want those specialized costumes, and all of a sudden,
oh, yeah. Dude,
Daddy's like, got $100 dropped into a costume.
Whew,
I've done that many a time.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why does it cost that much for a four-year-old costume? Like,
hey, listen.
$50?
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's what we're doing?
That's why they keep building party cities.
Oh, man. They just keep popping up, and they keep staying open for some odd reason. All right, so let's start on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. From the 770. Friday, Dumb and Dumber, Rush Hour, Waterboy. Rank them.
Yeah, we were doing our favorite comedians earlier. Dumb and Dumber, which is one of my favorite movies
of all time. Yeah.
Give me Rush Hour number 2. Give me Friday number 3. And Waterboy's okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
not a big Adam Sandler fan, huh?
A little goes a long way. How about that?
You think he kind of oversaturated the market a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, his movie, they all become a gimmick. I mean, his movie's like, you know, after about 30 minutes, his movies are Doink the Clown or Fake Razor. I mean, they're all a gimmick. It's all the same kind of gimmicky thing. It's just, I don't know. It just, they're tiresome. You know, they're tiresome movies.
All right.
Those, by the way, a lot of his movies, they're really not that enjoyable the second and third time around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I got you. It's not one of those movies where if it you see it on network TV, you're not staying. You have to stick around and watch
it. Once you've seen, like, I do like Happy Gilmore, and I like Happy Gilmore because the people in it with him are really good. But outside of that, once you've seen some of his movies once, it's like,
you're not going to watch them again.
Yeah, it's
like, I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so here's another one from the text line. Classic Motown, 80s hair metal, 80s R&B, 90s pop. Rank them.
Ooh, man. Give me 80s hair bands.
Okay.
Give me... it was 90s pop, Motown, and what was the other one?
80s R&B. Ooh.
Boy, that's not a great... I mean, depends on how you want to describe that, but okay.
Or where you categorize people too now.
Yeah, I know. Give me Motown, give me 80s R&B, and then give me 90s pop at the end. But boy, I sure like some of that 90s pop though. There's a lot of good.
That was what, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you can throw lots of people. I mean there's a lot that you can throw in 90s pop and stuff. So I mean, you get to the end of the decade. I mean, I think didn't Britney Spears and all that come out?
Yeah, Britney. The end of the decade? Yeah, towards the end of the night. Yeah, definitely. Mean, so, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's a tough list right there. That one made me think for a minute.
All right, I'm gonna take you back to March, when this whole pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival, Delta, Southwest, WWE, rank them.
Give me Delta 1, Carnival 2.
Okay.
Give me WWE 3, and I did not invest in Southwest.
That's the only one you didn't get in. I thought you got into that one. Okay.
Nope. I got into Boeing and I got into Delta.
Boeing. That's it. Yep,
and I still have both. I still have both of them. In fact, I mean, get financially kind of back organized here. Listen, we're going into that stretch here. This is the toughest time of the year for me. We start around Thanksgiving. My daughter's birthday's on the 21st of November.
Ooh.
Then we have Thanksgiving. Then my birthday's the 4th. Ex-wife's birthday's the 11th.
Ooh.
Christmas 2 weeks later. New Year's the 2 weeks or the week after that. Just a lot that goes on.
Oh, that's the gauntlet for you. The gauntlet for me is starts in February. I got my youngest daughter, Valentine's Day. I got my wife and my oldest daughter's birthdays are in April, so that whole stretch, then Mother's Day, is just a whole stretch run where it's like, it's not about me at all.
No, it's everybody else.
Everybody else. All right, here we go. Jenna Jameson. I'm pretty sure you probably won't have to Google her.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Lords.
Yeah, everybody knows Tracy Lord.
Yep, Tracy.
She's famous because, you know, supposedly she was underage when she was doing all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, I know that. That's her claim. I mean, that's the big thing is that the FBI got involved in all that, too. People got arrested for all that. She was 17. Well, she lied and said she was over 18, but she turned out to be 17.
Yikes.
When she got involved.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure Ron Jabberman is probably involved in that one. Tara Patrick.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. guess who's number one? Yeah. Guess who's number one? Listen, Tara Patrick, how about like this? Let me put it like this. With Tara Patrick, I'm lucky I'm not blind. How about that? I'm lucky I still have my vision. Yeah. So there's one.
So that's number one. So yeah. I'm go ahead and mark that down.
Yeah.
Number one, Tara Patrick. Might do some research later on for her. Gianna Michaels. Gianna
she's
Michaels.
Two. Oh, no. Yeah. I really can't see with those two. She's number two without question. I'll have to put Jenna Jameson three and Tracy Lords four. And the reason Tracy Lords got to go at the end, you can't get her movies. You know, like I said, because she was
they shut down all of it.
Yes, I mean you can. I mean, I'm sure there are bootleg and stuff like that copies, but you can't get her stuff because she ended up being 17, and they yanked all that. They yanked all that stuff. I mean,
hey, no.
I don't even think she. I literally, because she got out of the business pretty quick. Okay. Then she got into mainstream acting and stuff like that.
Really?
I'm not even sure if she has any available movie. I'm not joking. Like, I don't even know if that there are any movies of her available. If they are, you had to really probably get your hands on it and watch it in a closet with the lights out and a blanket over your head where nobody could see. Because, I mean, she was underage for all that stuff. Yep.
Oh, wow, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last one. Before we get ready to get up out of here.
Tara and Gianna. Wow, that's... Yeah, there's two of my favorites right there. So,
I wasn't familiar with Tara, but I've heard about Gianna Michaels.
Yes.
I've heard about her. One of my friends told me about her. Beverly Hills Cop, Boomerang, Nutty Professor, Harlem Nights. Rank them.
Well, Nutty Professor goes at the end. that movie is dreadful. Beverly Hills Cop is... Why can't somebody make a movie like that today? Why can't I'm telling
that's
you.
That's a dope movie.
That movie is so... When that you talk about like movies like when you watch them today, that movie today is still so great. And the story behind that movie is because, you know, Stallone turned down that part, and I think it was Travolta that turned down that part. It wasn't supposed to be a comedy. It was supposed to be, you know, like a cop action movie. That movie is so great. Eddie Murphy is so brilliant in that movie. So that's number one for sure. Let's see, Boomerang, and what was the other one? Because Nutty Professor screwed all that. What was the other one besides Boomerang?
Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop, Boomerang, and Harlem Nights.
Oh, yeah. Boomerang 2, Harlem Nights 3. Nutty Professor doesn't even belong on that list. Let me answer one very quickly before we get out of here
on
the text line. Solo John Lennon, who we have a promo on. Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, Pink Floyd. Marco's got four on here that I can't deal with. I'll go Pink Floyd 1. I'll go Zeppelin 2. I'll go Dylan 3, who I don't like him either, and Solo John Lennon goes at the end, because that stuff he put out, Cold Turkey and Mind Game, just garbage. Man, whatever gets you through the night, let me tell you what won't get me through the night. Your stupid music, that's for sure. All right, when we get back, time to wrap things up here. Love TKO, hand off the JR Sports Brief. It's all next, Chuck Free Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.